Hello?
Pretty good, are you, Mr. Bergen?
Oh, I've got lots of trouble. I want
well,
to see what you...
We all have those.
What do you think about this Vietnam thing? I'd like to hear you talk a little bit.
Frankly, Mr. Bergen, if you were to tell me that I was authorized to settle it as I saw fit, I would respectfully decline to undertake it. It's the damn worst mess I ever saw, and I don't like to brag. I never have been right many times in my life, but I knew we were going to get in this sort of mess when we went in there, and I don't see how we're going to ever get out without fighting a major war with the Chinese and all of them down there in those rice paddies and jungles. I just don't see it. I just don't know what to do.
Well, that's the way I've been feeling for
it's
6 months.
Our position is deteriorating, and it looks like the more we try to do for them, the less they're willing to do for themselves. It's just a sad situation. There's no sense of responsibility there on the part of any of their leaders, apparently. It's all just through generations or even centuries, they have... Just thought about the individual and glorifying the individual. That's the only utilization of power, just to glorify the individual, not to save the state or to help other people. And they just can't shed themselves of that complex. It's a hell of a situation. It's a mess, and it's going to get worse. And I don't know what to do if. I don't think the American people were quite ready for us to send our troops in there to do the fighting. And if it came down to an option of just sending Americans in there to do the fighting, which will, of course, eventually lead into a ground war and a conventional war with China, and we do them a favor every time we kill a coolie, whereas when one of our people got killed, it'd be a loss to us. If it got down to that, or just pulling out, I'd get out, but then I don't know. There's undoubtedly some middle ground somewhere. If I was going to get out, I'd get the same cry to get rid of old Deem to get rid of these people and get some fella in there that said he wished the hell we would get out. That'd give us a good excuse for getting out. I see no terminal date for any part of that in there.
How important is it to us?
It isn't important a damn bit, but all this new missile.
Well, I guess it's important to
well,
it
from a psychological standpoint.
I mean, yes, and from the standpoint that we are party to a treaty, and if we don't pay attention to this treaty, well, I don't guess they think we pay attention to any of them.
Yeah, but we're the only one paying any attention to it.
Yeah, I think that's right.
You see, the other people just as much by that treaty.
That's right, but just because somebody else...
I think there's some 12 or 14 other countries.
That's right. There are 14 of them, but...
I don't know much about the foreign policy, but it seemed to me there were several of them that were...
Yeah, they're 14.
...were parties to it, and other than the question of our word and saving face, that's the reason I said that I don't think that anybody would expect us to stay in there. There's some old freebooter down in there that I've forgotten his name. I haven't heard about him lately, but he's still there. Sort of a hellraiser, and he don't know exactly what he wants, I think, but he's...